All right, so today we're going deep on something that might seem a little, well, ordinary at first.
Okay.
It's one of those automated phone systems, the kind of,
Right.
specifically, we've got a recording from Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, their Medicare plans
Front
line.
of care, yeah.
But stick with me, because even though it's just, a robot voice on the phone, there's actually some really interesting stuff here about how customer service is changing
I bet.
and where it might be headed, with all this AI stuff going around.
Yeah, absolutely.
First, though, got to give you a taste of what we're dealing with. So let's have a listen.
Okay. Audio clip plays. And I am able to answer your Part C and Part D Medicare plans. How may I help you today? Thank you for calling Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. This is Tamara Kent on a recorded line, and I am able to answer your questions about our Part C and Part D Medicare plans. How may I help you today?
So right off the bat, you've got this Tamara Kent.
Yeah.
Sounds super realistic though,
Oh,
right?
yeah. Very
It's like
convincing.
for a second, you almost think,
You're talking to a person.
exactly.
Yeah.
What's the tech behind that? I mean, how do they make it sound so human?
Well, it's most likely what we call text-to-speech, but the really advanced kind, like these are powered by deep learning algorithms now. They feed these things massive, I mean, enormous data sets of real people talking.
Wow.
And that's how they learn to create a voice that's so lifelike.
So it's like mimicking all the little nuances that we
Exactly.
don't even think about.
It's all about building rapport, you see. People just tend to respond better when they think there's a human on the other end, even if it's fake.
Makes sense, totally. I mean, I was kind of expecting a smooth conversation after that intro, but
Oh.
well, things take a bit of a turn, as we'll hear now. Audio clip plays.
Virtual recording. Hello, caller. Are you there? 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 Hello. And Tamara's gone, poof. And suddenly we're stuck in this loop.
Reminds me of those press one four
Yeah.
situations, just endless.
Totally. And that's the kind of thing that really, I think, makes people distrust automated systems.
Right. Like it's supposed to be helpful, but it's just annoying.
Exactly. So, what likely happened here is some sort of technical glitch. Maybe the system's having trouble understanding what the caller is doing, or there's a network problem. Who knows? But even with all this fancy deep learning stuff, these systems, they aren't perfect. Throw something unexpected at them, or if the tech acts up, boom, they break down.
It's pretty jarring though, right? Like you go from this polished professional voice
Right.
to just this robotic repetition.
Like a broken record.
Makes you wonder if they can't even get this right.
Yeah.
What hope is there for replacing, actual human interactions?
That's a good point. I mean, this really shows the limits of automation, especially for complex things. Like you can try to streamline everything, make it super efficient, but you lose those human touches, you know? The ability to adapt, to understand nuance. And for some people, especially those who aren't super tech savvy, this kind of thing is a nightmare.
Totally alienating.
Exactly. So, are we sacrificing customer satisfaction in the name of efficiency? It's a big question.
Big question. Okay, so let's hear how they wrap this whole thing up.
All right, audio clip plays. Any one of our representatives will be more than happy to assist you. Thank you for calling. Have a great rest of your day.
And scene. That's it, just ends. And
Wow.
after all that looping, we get, have a great rest of your day. Like super cheery.
Talk about whiplash.
Right. It's almost like it's trying to make up for the mess up with all that positivity, but
Yeah, but it doesn't really work, does it?
not really. I mean, it just highlights how hard it is to program a machine to be truly empathetic.
It's just going through the motions.
Exactly. And it makes you think, what happens as AI gets even more sophisticated? Will talking to a real person become like a luxury service, something you pay extra for?
Now that is a scary thought.
Right. And it all started with this simple phone system recording.
It's a window into the future,
Yeah,
really.
totally.
Yeah.
It's making us rethink how we interact with technology and where the line is between efficiency and, well, just basic human decency and customer service.
We've got some big questions ahead of us, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And for all of you listening, I'd say keep this in mind the next time you get stuck in one of those automated loops.
Yeah.
Is it really progress if it leaves us feeling more frustrated and disconnected? Something to ponder, right?
Definitely something to think about.
All right. That's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring those digital oddities.
And questioning everything.
You got it.
See you later.
See ya.